Seches Megillah begins. Megillah Nikras Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Aleph Tesvav Lo Pachos Velo Yoyse, which means that there's a window of when you are able to lay in the Megillah. We know what the normal days of laying the Megillah is and Yud Aleph and Tesvav, but there are times when circumstances require for a person to lay in on different days, and there's certain times. Whether it has to do with Yom HaKnisa or whatever the Mishnah speaks about there, that you're going to move your Megillah laning earlier, but not earlier than Yud Aleph, and not later than Tesvav. Not later than Tesvav, the Gemara says Lo Yavor Ksiv, which is Yom Me'elin Niskam Inasim, and it says that we have to commemorate these days, but Lo Yavor no later. So this is the latest day, Tesvav is the cutoff. That's as far as Kriyas HaMegillah is concerned. However, when it comes to the Suda of Purim, it appears that from the Shulchan Aruch, the way it appears, is that you can actually make the Suda of Purim after Tesvav, which is what we are, we're in that dynamic, that situation now, where the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mechaber writes, Yoim Chamish Asr Shechal B'Shabbos, if Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, what do you do then? Einoisin Sudas Purim ad yom Aleph b'Shabbos. You don't do Sudas Purim until Sunday. Sunday being Tes Zayin, which is when we're doing the Sudas Purim, and we end up doing the Sudas Purim after what's considered to be the window of the Megillah of the laning of Purim of the Lo Yavar. It happens after the Lo Yavar. That's the way that the Mechaber says. The Magen Avraham says the makar for this is from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, we're stuck in a bind. When should we make the Suda? When's the right day to do it? If you want to say, says Yerushalmi, Yasoisa b'Shabbos, you should do it on Shabbos. You may mishna v'simcha ksiv, es shasimchas le'tluya b'bezdin, yatzezush shasimchas le'midei shemayim hu. Shabbos already has a simcha. So it sounds like we're supposed to make it into a Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. Shabbos already is Simcha, so therefore we can't have that the Suda of Purim is going to be on Shabbos because it already has Simcha. Because Shabbos is Simcha Sebedei Shomayimu. Therefore we can't make the Suda of Purim on Shabbos. Therefore we have to make it on Sunday. This is the Makar for the Shulchan Aruch. We make the Suda on Sunday. Gemara says Lo Yavor. It seems from the Yerushalmi, Lo Yavor is on the Mekriyas of Megillah, but the Suda you can make afterwards. Okay. There is a famous Shitas Aralbach, that the Aralbach paskins that Halacha the Maisa, a person is supposed to make the Suda on Shabbos. How does he do that? What about the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is often Yerushalmi. It's Mefurish Yerushalmi. It says you make the Suda on Sunday. Says the Ralbach, it's true that there's a Yerushalmi. However, I suggest, the Ralbach says, that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. And classically, when you have a Machlok, it's Bavli and Yerushalmi. You're Paskin like the Bavli. So if I have a Bavli that says that you make the Suda on Shabbos, I'm going to make the Suda on Shabbos like the Bavli. Where is the Bavli? So it's not Mefurish in the Bavli, but he suggests that there's a hint in the Bavli, because the Bavli speaks about a machlekes of when you're supposed to lay in Parsha Zohar. Do you lay in Parsha Zohar this past Shabbos, which is the way that we paskin? Or perhaps the Gemara says, it's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if I'm not mistaken, that you lay in Zohar on this upcoming Shabbos, and the Gemara says, Eloshon of Asiyo Uzchira Bahadeh Hadodi. You do the Schira and the Asiyah together. The Schira meaning that we lay in Parshas Zohar, and the Asiyah meaning what? Says the Ralbach. What's the Asiyah? What are we doing? We're not laying the Megillah on Shabbos. That we know for sure we don't do. So what is the Gemara saying when the Gemara says we're doing the Schira and the Asiyah together on the same day? What can it be? It must be that the Gemara is saying we're doing the Suda on Shabbos. So the Gemara holds that the Bavli, says the Ralbach, it appears to me the Bavli holds we're making the Suda on Shabbos. And then you're doing Leini Parsha Zohar and doing Sudas Purim on the same day. Again, we paskin that you do Parsha Zohar last Shabbos. true. But the Mando Amar that says he's doing it this Shabbos explains that the reason is because he wants to have the Zechira and the Asiya together. So then apparently we're doing the Suda is happening either way on Shabbos. So it comes out, says the Ralbach, that he's of the opinion you should do the Suda on Shabbos. Now, the Shaila is that the Yerushalmi came with a compelling logic. The Yerushalmi said that you can't make the Suda on Shabbos because you need something Shesimchasa Tluya Bebezdin. But Yotze Zesh Shesimchasa Videi Shamayim Hu. Yerushalmi came with a Taina that it can't be on Shabbos. So if the Ralbach is correct that he holds that there is a Suda on Shabbos according to the Bavli, how does the Bavli answer the Yerushalmi's question? So, says Rav Avraham Mordechai Izbi in a Sefer Chelkas Mordechai, he says the following thing. He says that perhaps he suggests as follows. Could be that the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that there is no Simcha on Shabbos. There is no Simcha on Shabbos. The Bavli. Sorry, right, the Bavli. I'm sorry, right, thank you. Thank you very much. Important. The Bavli holds there's no Simcha on Shabbos. It's not true that there's such a thing as Simcha. We know the Karasa L'Shabbos. Anyone? Oineg. Metharan, we know that there's a concept called Oineg Shabbos. Oineg Shabbos is not Simcha on Shabbos. We know there's something called Simchas Yom Tif. But Shabbos has Simcha? Mechatesi. Who said? Who said there's such a thing as Simcha on Shabbos? There's a concept of Oineg Shabbos. So maybe this idea we'll get there, maybe. That was the song they were singing.
No, he's singing Yismuchu
Mahusta. Okay, we'll get back to the Nigunim, the Shem. But Lemaisa Toisvis says there's no Simcha on Shabbos. With your Nigunim. Yeah, Nigunim. It's a Toisvis.
It's also written by
says Toisvis in Mayid Katan. The following phenomenon. We know that when a person is in Avelis, so Shabbos counts for the minion of the Avelis. Shabbos is oila le minion for the Avelis. Yom Tov is not oila for the minion of Avelis. We spoke about this in Maseches Ksubis, Rabbi Isai, over there by in Machmas Oinis. Akoponim says Toisis that why is Shabbos different than Yom Tov? Tzayis the Moikot says, because Yom Tov is din Simcha. Yom Tov is din Simcha, so therefore you can't have Avelis on Yom Tov. Therefore it's not Oilu Minyan Shabbat, it's upgefrekt. Aber Shabbos doesn't have a din Simcha, Zok Tzayis. So it's Nachmardik in the Welt, it's Gewaldik. Shabbos has no din Simcha, therefore the Bavli says that it's not a stira to have Yimei Mishnah v'Simcha of Purim. Purim is introducing to us Yimei Mishnah v'Simcha, which doesn't exist on Shabbos. And Mimela, the Taina of the Yerushalmi is Nishkin Taina. We'll get back to what the Yerushalmi holds, maybe. But Azoy Zoktav of Mordechai Isbi. I'll call upon him. Shaila is Azeh. There's a remez of a Shaila from Baruch Hashem, there's Negunim, and there's the Nusach of the Tefillah also, maybe. But the Bahag says there's two mitzvahs on Shabbos, a mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos, and the Bahag says the mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. So it's mafurish in the Rishonim that there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. Tosfos seems to say there's no mitzvah of Simcha. Maybe. But the Bahag says that there's a mitzvah of Simcha. So according to the Bahag, how is he going to understand this Bavli over here? If this is the Bavli, maybe the Bahag won't agree with the Ralbach. But I'd like to share with you a Yisoid from the Be'er Yankov, who is, I believe his name is Rav Yankov Arieli, the father of Rav Agoyin Rav Asher Arieli. Says the following gedank, he says the following machshava, and he suggests to explain. He doesn't answer, he's not dealing with this shaila, he just says yesoit. What does it mean that Yom Tov has simcha and Shabbos doesn't have simcha? Shabbos has simcha, the Bahag says Shabbos has simcha. Zok Rav Arieli, he says the following thing. Yom Tov, it's chal in the yoim, it's a yoim simcha. The chefza of the yoim is a yoim simcha. It's the taich, it's the definition of the day. On Shabbos, Avada, there's an idea of being besimcha on Shabbos. Over the simcha of Shabbos, is not a definition of what, how you define this day. It's not a day of Simcha. It's a mitzvah to be mesameach on Shabbos. But the yoim is not a yoim Simcha. So perhaps as follows. What's happening here is the Gemara says, Yimei Mishteh v'Simcha. Stop saying a yoim von Simcha. It has to be a day of Simcha. What's making this a day of Simcha? The fact that it's Purim is making it a day of Simcha. Shabbos, you anyway supposed to be mesameach on Shabbos. Maybe that's not a stira. The fact that you're supposed to have Simcha, but that's not Nik, it's not Koiveyan is a Yoim Simcha. What's Koiveyan is a Yoim Simcha is the fact that it's Purim. Purim is Yemei Mishnah v'Simcha. It's a Taich on the day. So Mamele, even if you hold that Shabbos has an element of Simcha, it's not the definition of what the day is. It doesn't define what this day is going to be. What defines it as a Yoim Simcha is only the fact that now it's Purim. So Memela says the Bavli, I have no problem with making Purim being on Shabbos and not on Sunday. What about the fact that already Simcha? It's not a Yom Simcha. It's being Nikva as a Yom Simcha al Yedei the Yemei Purim. Perhaps this could be the Pshat. Al Kopanim, we Lamaisa don't paskin this way. The Machaber says, you're supposed to make the Suda on Sunday. L'chayra, the Gemara seems to be connected to the Mechaber. We have a Gemara. The Gemara tells us that according to this Shita, we're going to lane Zohar this Shabbos because you want to do the Zechira and the Asiya on the same day. If that's the case, what else can the Gemara mean? So the Goyin, Afinart, the Vilna Goyin says, in Achanami, there's a different Girsa in the Gemara. The Vilna Goyin has a different gears than the Gemara, and the Gemara there says, Rabbi Goldberg showed me the Goyin, the Gemara there says that we're supposed to do the Zechira on the Shabbos, and the Asiya will be tomorrow, says the Gemara. The gears of the Goyin, the gears of the Rif. The Asiya is tomorrow. In other words, in the Rif's Girsa, it's a Mefurish of Bavli that says that also the Suda is not on Shabbos. The Rif's Girsa says you do the Zechira this Shabbos, Lane Zachar this Shabbos, and you'll do the Suda the next day. It comes out according to that Girsa, not only is there no Raya from the Bavli to the Ralbach, there's actually a Raya Farkert. The Gemara is saying that we're going to do the Suda tomorrow. The Asiya will be tomorrow. It definitely doesn't mean laning. We're not laning on Sunday. So it really depends on what your Girsa is in the Gemara. Whether you're going to be Goyris, like the Ralbach, which seems to be the Girsa B'faneinu, which is that you make a Suda on Shabbos, or perhaps there's another Girsa, which is the Girsa of the Gra, or the Girsa of the Rif, which says that no, the Suda is supposed to be on Sunday. Comes along Rav Izbi, and he says, Maridika Machshava, even according to us, that we hold that the Suda is supposed to be on Sunday, we pass like the Machaber. Aber still there's going to be an Inyan, there's going to be an idea of making a Suda on Shabbos also. Asudas Hoidah on Shabbos. We're Baruch Hashem Zoicha. We're going to have our Egan Asudas Hoidah. Mendelowitz is making a beautiful Asudas Hoidah this Shabbos. But you're supposed to make Asudas Hoidah on Shabbos. Why? Hoidah, because there was a nace. A nace happened to us. When a person has a nace, so if a person goes to a place where a nace happened, so he's supposed to be make a Hoidah. And a person goes to a time when a nace happened, there's also an Inyan of making a Sudas Hoidah. So therefore, on the day that we were Zoicha to this nace, therefore we should make a Sudas Hoidah. So Memeli says that perhaps we should have on Shabbos, even if you're making your Mishteh on Sunday, but on Shabbos you should still have some sort of Suda. And we know that the Korban Toida comes along with the Lachme Toida, which means it's supposed to be a Suda. It's supposed to be a person supposed to make a full Suda Soida when he's thankful for an ace. Therefore, says Rav Izbi, that perhaps even if you hold not like the Ralbach, you should still be making a Suda Soida on Shabbos, and that Suda should be his Mishteh. He suggests, he says, based on the Sheiltas, that there's a Havamin that you can make your Suda Soida Balayla. Maybe make the Suda. No, we know the Suda of Purim has to be by day. But maybe the Suda Soida can be at night. Or maybe they have to be, you're supposed to make them together on the same time. This is the discussion that he has. But Akoponim, He suggests that even that people that are, we that are noyik to make the Suda on Sunday, there still is an inyan of Suda on Shabbos. However, he makes a very important qualification, which is that the person has to be careful what happens at the Suda. Why is that? Because he brings from the Sefer Sidura Shel Shabbos a different reason why we don't make the Suda on Shabbos. Why? We said the reason the Magen Avraham says, why don't we make the Suda on Shabbos? Because the Yushalmi says that you can't have Mimei Mishdev a Simcha if there's already a Simcha there. Says the Sidura Shel Shabbos have a different reason. He says the reason is because the Pasuk says, Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. A person has to be present on Shabbos. Zochar Yom HaShabbos, you have to have your mind. Shabbos, you're supposed to have your das. And if we make the mishda on Shabbos, we're afraid a person's going to lose his das. Because chai v'nish libesumi bipurya adelo yoda. So you can't do adelo yoda on Shabbos. So Chazal were sensitive to the kavod of Shabbos, and therefore they didn't want to make that the Suda should be on Shabbos. So apparently, it's not just the pshat, according to the Sidura Shel Shabbos, that it's not possible to make the Suda on Shabbos. We don't want to make the Suda on Shabbos. We're anti a person drinking on Shabbos, says the Sidura Shel Shabbos. Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. A person has to remember Shabbos. He's going to be thinking about Shabbos. Chai V'nish L'Besumi is a stira to Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. The two can't go together. As it is up to Sidura Shel Shabbos. So Aboy Sai, Sakum Tachois. We have two different reasons why we're noyeg now not to make the Suda on Shabbos. Either like the Magen Avraham says the reason is because if it's already Shabbos and Shabbos already has Simcha, so therefore we can't. Yemei Mishnah v'Simcha means it has to introduce the Simcha through Purim, and you're not introducing Simcha if there's already Shabbos. Shabbos already has Simcha, according to what the Yushalmi holds. The other reason is because we don't want to make the Suda on Shabbos because it's going to be a steer to Shabbos. Because it's going to ke'ilu ruin your Shabbos. Perhaps, and I'd like to bring out this idea, if you look in the Lumdus, they're very different machshavas. Why are we not making the Suda on Shabbos? According to the pshat of the Sidur Shel Shabbos, it's a din in Shabbos. Shabbos lost tzachnisht. Shabbos doesn't allow us to make the Suda on Shabbos. I want to make the Suda on Shabbos. And it's the right time to make the Suda Shabbos. But Shabbos says, no, you can't do that to me because it's going to ruin the Shabbos. It's a din in Shabbos, according to the Sidura Shel Shabbos. According to the Magen Avraham, the pshat is like this. Purim has to be a yoim of Simcha. It has to introduce Simcha. Purim's not introducing Simcha if it's already Simcha on Shabbos. So it's felt in the Purim. The Purim has to be something that we're being moisif mish simcha on Purim. There's no, you're not being moisif anything if it's already simcha. You already have Shabbos. So what's Purim giving you? So Purim wants me to wait till Sunday. It's not like a Shabbos. Shabbos is happy. You want to have a Shabbos? We already have the simcha on Shabbos. What's the problem? Purim has to introduce a new simcha. Purim's not introducing simcha if it's already Shabbos. So Purim wants that it should be on Sunday. These are two different ways, perhaps, to look at why we're not making the Mishnah on Shabbos. And it might make a major nafkamina. It might make a major nafkamina. Because it comes out the following thing. Do we understand that Be'etzem, the day of Purim, is Tesvav? Tesvav is meant to be the day we're supposed to celebrate Purim. Just we can't. So we'll push it off. We'll do Tezayin. We'll push it off till Sunday. I would even use a language of it's a tashlumin. Tashlumin is, we're supposed to do it on Shabbos. We're an oinus. We can't do it on Shabbos. So therefore, we'll celebrate Sunday. It's taka, not the right time. It's a tashlumin. It's like when a person misses a Shmoy Nesrei, so then he was supposed to daven mincha. He forgot to daven mincha. So then he'll daven two Shmoy Nesreis by Maariv. It's not the time for mincha anymore, but I missed that. So I'll do it afterwards. It's a makeup. So do you say Tezayin is a makeup? Sunday is a makeup? Or the pshat is that we were koiveya, the day is Tezayin. It's not a makeup, it's just the right day under these circumstances is meant to be Tezayin. Perhaps we could say as follows. If you hold Be'etzim, Purim wants to be on Shabbos. It's just Shabbos doesn't allow Purim to come. This might be Purim Torah, but I mean, it's definitely Purim Torah. The question is, what type of Purim Torah? But as follows. If you say that Shabbos doesn't allow it, so Purim wants to be Tesvav, nor of us, Shabbos says it's not lefi chvoid of Shabbos for us to do this, we got to push it off. It's not the right time for Purim. Elamai, we can't do Purim on the right day. It's a payback on the Purim. If you say that Purim doesn't want to be on Tesvav, why not? Because Purim has to introduce Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha. Purim's not introducing Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, so Purim has to be on Tesvav. It's not the pshat that Purim is day is Tesvav, but the day is not Tesvav because I can't do it on Tesvav. So Purim is telling me be on Tesayin. So the day is Tesayin. The right day is going to be Tesayin. The nafkaminas will be plenty. For example, nafkamina will be as follows. Can you be noyeg avelos on Tes Zayin? On Purim, a person's not supposed to be noyeg avelos. Can you be noyeg avelos on Sunday? Shouldn't know from such a thing. But a person noyeg avelos on Sunday. Sunday's Tes Zayin. It's a machloikas, says Rabbi Isbi, it's a machloikas. Between the poiskim, if there's avelos on Tes Zayin or not. What's the Yisoid HaMachlekes? Machlekes is as follows. If you hold that Tes Zayin is Purim, so Purim doesn't have Avelos. The same way Tesvav doesn't have Avelos, same way Yudal doesn't have Avelos, Tes Zayin can't have Avelos, Sunday can't have Avelos, Sunday is Purim. So therefore, it's not Noyeg Avelos. It's a Yoim Simcha. So therefore, it's not Noyeg Avelos. If you hold Be'etzem, the Yoim of Purim is Shabbos, it's Tesvav. Nor Vos, we can't celebrate on Shabbos, because Shabbos won't allow us to, so it's going to be a tashlumin. If it's not a tashlumin, if all you're doing is, you're just doing a makeup, so then you can have avelos. Why? Because it's not really Purim now. It's just a tashlumin for Purim. That l'chayr would be one nafkamina. Another gishmaker nafkamina is what happens if a person becomes bar mitzvah on Tes Zayin. I believe that Tzvi Pesach Frank, if I remember correctly, clears the shaila. If you become bar mitzvah on Tes Zayin, in other words, Shabbos, he wasn't mechuyev in the mitzvah. He had no mitzvah on Shabbos. So would he have a din on Sunday that he has to have a mishta? If you hold that the day became Sunday, Sunday, Tes Zayin is the day of Purim, so then he's like everyone else. Now he's mechuyev, so he has to have a Purim just like everyone else. But if the pshat is that Tes Zayin is nor a tashlumin, all he's doing is he's making up for the fact that he missed his suda on Shabbos, but he wasn't mechuyev in a suda on Shabbos, because he was a katan. So therefore, he wouldn't be mechuyev in a suda on Shabbos either. That's another...
Megillah?
What?
Lay the Megillah also then? It's Bar Mitzvah?
Megillah.
If it's May Purim, today's Purim, so...
What do you mean? But he's laying the Megillah on Friday.
He was a katan then.
No, yeah,
Yeah. Even though the day. Yeah. What about Al-Nisa? Al-Nisa might be an Afghamina. Al-Nisa might be an Afghamina. I think they speak about that also. Yeah. Okay.
If you do the Sudan Shabbos, do you have to do a separate Sudan Shabbos? Or you can just embellish the...
I hear. Okay, another interesting nafkamina that perhaps we could suggest as follows. Can you do the Suda of Purim on Yud Zayin? On Yud Zayin, can you do it? Okay, Yud Zayin's Monday. Let's say a person, he wanted to be Yotze Shittas or Albach, he shouldn't do that. And let's say a person wasn't feeling well, let's do it that way. He wasn't feeling well on Sunday, he ate nothing on Sunday. Nothing, he slept, he was, or whatever. No Suda on Sunday. That's Tes Zayin. Can he make, is he mechuyev to make it on Yud Zayin? What's Yud Zayin? So I would suggest as follows. If you say the pshat is that Tes Zayin became the day of Purim, there's no Avelos on this day, because this day is Purim, Tes Zayin is Purim. Yud Zayin's not Purim. You missed it. I'm sorry, you missed the day, and there's no point in you, Yud Zayin, like all of a sudden, starting to have a Purim. Mechateisi. However, if the din of Yud Zayin, of Tes Zayin, is a din Tashlumin, which means it's anyway not the day, but Chazal said that you have a makeup. You can make it up on Sunday. So Mechateisi, you can only make it up on Sunday. You can also make it up on Monday. So anyway, I mean, they're not doing it on the day.
You end up Chav Gimel.
No, so the question is how long you could go. The Gemara says, Tes Zayin Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, if you want to say Tes Zayin Yud Zayin, Lo Yavar. It sounds like that the Gemara was like, gave that's the window, Tes Zayin Yud Zayin. Nahavamina, Lo Yavar, there's no Lo Yavar, but it goes till Yud Zayin. So maybe you go until Yud Zayin. It might depend on a machloikas if a person misses a tashlumen by the first tefillah, can you make up the tashlumen on a later tefillah? It could be maybe it depends on the machloikas, but there are those of the opinion. Tashlumen doesn't have to be immediately afterwards. So why does it have to be in Yud Zayin? Why does it be in Tes Zayin? I could make tashlumen up on Monday. It could be that's another nafkamina. The last nafkamina, which will bring us to the other sheet and we'll make a sikum, is maybe can you make the Suda Matzah Shabbos Malav HaMalka? Can you do a Matzah Shabbos? We know that the Suda is meant to be by Yoim. The Suda is supposed to be by day. Right? A person makes a Suda at night, he's not Yoitzah. When it's on Purim. But it's not Purim. Or I mean, it might be Purim. That's the Shiloh. If you hold that the Vardis Tes Zayin became the day that you're supposed to be Noyig the Suda, so the day is the day of the Suda, just like the Suda would be on Tes Vav would be by day, just like the Suda is on Yudal would be by day, so too the Suda is on Tes Zayin has to be by day. You have to make the Suda by day, because this is just like any other day. This is the day of Purim, this is the day you're supposed to be Noyig. However, if you hold that it's just a Tashlumin, so, insofar as Chazal are making that it's a Tashlumen on the Suda, so maybe you can do the Tashlumen on the Suda by night. Maybe yes, maybe no. You could hear that the Tashlumen has to be in the Oifen the same way that they made the original Suda, but maybe, that being that anyway it's just a makeup, and it's anyway not the day of Purim. It's not the day of Purim. So maybe I can do it at night, as long as whenever I want to make my makeup, I can do it. I'll do it at night also. It could be, you can be into your Suda at night. The same thing, it's a part of the Suda. It's the same thing. L'chayra. Yeah. Al kol panim. That brings us to the Shita of the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma has a very unique interpretation of what's happening here. And the Meshech Chochma says not only can you make the Suda at night, but that's actually the time you're supposed to make the Sudas at night. Meshech Chochma is the opinion that the time to make the Suda is Matzeh Shabbos. And Meshech Chochma explains as follows. He says, by the Goyim, Avada, their day starts in the morning. So when Haman made his diabolical plot to kill the Jewish people, and he said it's going to happen on Yud Gimel, he didn't mean start at night and end by Shkia. He meant start in the morning and go the entire day. And when Klal Yisrael fought with them on Yudalid, whatever that L'chayra, that also went the entire day. So the Svara would be that if you would celebrate the victory, it should start in the morning and end at night. That would be the Svara, says the Meshech Chochma. Nor of us, Mordechai HaTzadik said, these days in this Karm V'Nasim, Bizman Nehem, which means it should be in the Zmanim of the Yidden. We should do it our way. In a Hanami, in theory, if you wanted to be in actual time. So it happened from morning till night, but we're going to do it night till Shkia, start at night and go to Shkia, because that's the way we define days. That's the way we calibrate things. However, if you wanted to like look at the actual time, the real time when a person is would be celebrating, would in theory go into Tes Vav at night. At night, I mean the night after Tes Vav. So Matzah Shabbos is still the time when the celebration would be appropriate. Even though Mordechai Tzadik said we should do it based on the Jewish calendar, but says the Meshech Chochma, But if you can't do it in the Jewish calendar, so then you should do it on Matzah Shabbos, because you're still within the window of time when the celebration is appropriate. So really, Matzah Shabbos is not over on the Lo Yavor. In other words, he's saying like this. Sunday is too late. Why is Sunday too late? Because what's Sunday? It's after the fact. Everything's over already. Matzah Shabbos is not after the fact. Even though it's halachically already to Zion, but when you're dealing with how things unfolded, it was still a time when the Yidden should be celebrating. So therefore, when Chazal said, you can't do it on Shabbos, do it Matzah Shabbos. So Chazal were saying, it should be done Matzah Shabbos, but not on Sunday. Because that way you're not over on Lo Yavar. So Kum Tochayis Rabbi Yisai, we have basically multiple shitas. We have the shita of the Ralbach that says you're supposed to make it on Shabbos. The Mechaber Paskins, you don't make it on Shabbos. The meaning is not to make it on Shabbos. However, we said even if you're not making it on Shabbos, you should be marba, perhaps as a Sudas Hoida on Shabbos also, in order to have the Suda that you should celebrate the Nes that happened on Shabbos. However, Sidur Shal Shabbos tells us, don't get drunk on Shabbos. It's a zilzal on Shabbos. A person should, even if he's making the Sudas Hoida, he should be careful not that it shouldn't get out of control on Shabbos. We're of the opinion that it should, the Meshech Chochma says it should happen on Matzeh Shabbos, because Matzeh Shabbos is still within the real time of when the celebration should be. And the Lashon of the Mechaber seems to imply that you're supposed to do it on Sunday. Within the realm of doing it on Sunday, there's two different ways of understanding, whether it's a Tashlumin or that the Zman became Sunday. If it's a Tashlumin, then it could be you could even do it on Monday, in theory, to be Yotzi your Tashlumin. When we have Sveikus, when it comes to the Inyan of Purim, so we know from Rav Moshe Isserle says, Toiv Lev Mishteh Tamid, which is a person should try to be Mesameach as much as possible. It's important for a person to have real Simcha, which is brought out through his Mishteh. However, as we mentioned, a person should be definitely careful to make sure that he's responsible with himself and with other people to do what is appropriate to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Thank you very much.